This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to four kiddos, and co-founder over at FullTimeFamilies.com, coming to you live from wherever the world I am, and this tonight it happens to be in Chile, New Jersey. On the line with me this Sunday night and every Sunday night is my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschooling traveling mama to four kiddos, and gosh, I'm so frazzled tonight, KT. Coming to you live from wherever in the world I am, which I have to stop and look where I am. No, not really. We're in one of our favorite places down here in Southwest Florida, and we are so excited to be with you wherever in the world you are tonight. And I'm so glad to hear your voice, KT. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, Mary Beth, it was wonderful, and likewise, I feel the same way. I feel like this whole week went just blew by. I didn't get to connect with you at all, and I was really looking forward to tonight to talk to you. But, yeah, it was great, and as I will let all the listeners know that we were able to go to the Macy's Day Balloon Inflation event, which has become an event upon itself.
I was so excited to see your pictures. I think I anticipated you going as much as you went. Did we lose you, KT?
Sorry about that. I must have muted it by accident. Yes, it was wonderful. I was able to reconnect with one of my most cherished friends and best friends from high school. She was able to come and bring three of her kiddos. And oddly enough, Tony decided she would rather stay home at Grandma's house. So I had my three boys, and she had her three boys. And Chris accompanied both of us, and it was a lovely, lovely time. We had really great weather. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving, Mary Beth?
My Thanksgiving was wonderful. In true to form, as with about everything else that we do, we kind of were on the wing it plan. We had lots of offers to go this place and that place, and we had all these things we thought we were going to do, and it was at the very last second, in the end, we decided that we were going to stay where we were at, where we're parked for the winter, and we went to the store and bought all the traditional things, and we had dinner at our place, and we hung out, just our little family, and we actually went to the pool, and we took a walk, and we rented some movies, and had a family movie night. Everybody was in one bed, watched, you know, it was just a really, really good day. Definitely one of the best Thanksgivings that we've had for a while.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. Well, I'm really looking forward to tonight's show. As you know, it's a mini show, which means it's just 15 minutes. We're going to get in, get out, and get done. So that you all our road school moms can get on with their holiday festivities and whatever, you know, it's a very busy time. So Mary Beth and I are really excited to bring these mini shows to you at this time so that we can still connect with our listeners and provide quick and easy solutions to the struggles that road school moms have. Tonight's show specifically is about the best gifts for full-time RVing families. It never fails. Every year around this time, there are more and more families on the road or families seeking to be on the road, and they're wondering, what in the world do we put on our Christmas list? What do we get our children? And we're downsizing so significantly. What is it that we still have room for to put under the tree? Will we have room for a tree? That's a whole other show Mary Beth and I are going to be talking about later in this month. But this week we are talking about the gifts, the specific gifts. So without further ado, as soon as I can find my list, we're going to get right into the top things that Mary Beth and I think you should put under the tree. And the very first one we have is definitely the best value for a full-time RVing family. Number one, the National Park Pass. No matter what kind of travel you are, visiting our National Park system is a real treasure. From the Junior Ranger program to the on-site historical resources, there are too many benefits to list all of them. A National Park Pass will be a gift that an RV family will treasure all year long. And so if you don't have one of those, you definitely want to put one of those on your Christmas list. Maybe the grandparents are asking, what can we get you? This is a no-brainer. Put it at the top of the list. I believe it's $80 for the year, and you will be singing their phrases and thanking them repeatedly throughout the whole year.
That's for sure. Everybody needs a national park pass. So number two on our list is a prepaid gas card. And we all know that the best laid plans can go a little awry, and so sometimes a prepaid gas card might just be a great safety net to have handy in your RV or your tow vehicle just in case of emergencies. You know, it just it might be the link to saving the day somewhere down the road. So a prepaid gas card is number two on our list.
Absolutely. And, you know, gas has been really cheap this week. I don't know about where you are, Mary Beth, but here in Jersey, it was under $2 a gallon.
Wow.
So, yeah. So if there was ever a way to stock up on gas, that'd be great. But definitely the prepaid gas card, that goes a long way. Our number three is any kind of gift card for books or ebooks. There are many out there to choose from. One of our favorites is an Amazon gift card because it's so versatile. Use it to purchase books or ebooks, such as my book, How to Hit the Road, Journey Journal. Thank you so much for that plug, Mary Beth. which I will remind the listeners, tonight we are celebrating Cyber Monday early. Right before the show, I sent out a reminder to our entire list that my two books that I just mentioned, How to Hit the Road and the Journey Journal, are on, you're not going to lose this price, Mary Beth, $1 for both resources. For the digital versions of both resources, you'll get them tonight in your inbox, no waiting, for one single dollar. And the reason why we celebrate this Cyber Monday is because it is part of our mission to encourage all those who are seeking to live the full-time lifestyle to be able to do it. And so once a year, we deeply discount these resources and we make them available to everyone. And I hope that everyone listening will take advantage of that. All you need to do is go to fulltimefamilies.com and click the resources button, and you will see that offer there for $1 for those two indispensable resources.
I love that. It's definitely something that you need if you're going to be full-time or even if you're dreaming of full-time. Number four on our list is something that I know you and I both have, and that is a custom family map. And those, I know yours, I'll let you talk a little bit about yours in a second, but what we're talking about is a map that basically chronicles the travels that your family has made, the states that you've visited. And I know Kimberly's is very reflective of her family. You can, Amanda Bush, and you can give that website. We'll post that in the link on the post to this podcast. She makes them that are, you know, very specific to your family. The people that are on your map can reflect, you know, your family members, mom and dad or kiddos or different kinds of pets or whatever. And those are really fun. And that brings a whole, you know, there's a whole other spectrum, right, of the custom map and what you, every family, it seems like, has their own definition of what it takes to put a map or to put a state on the map, right, KT?
Oh, that's so true, Mary Beth. That comes up at least once a month. What are the criteria for you to put that sticker on the map? Some people have to sleep there in the state. Some people have to spend money in the state. Other people have all sorts of other criteria that we can't discuss, you know, mixed crowd. So, you know, whatever, it's your family, you do what you like. But I do love that custom map that Amanda Bush from Bush Creative made specifically for my family. It's got my FPF number. It's got little stick figures of my entire family. It says right in bold across the top, the Travelino family. And the states are actually the same color as the graphics on my RV. So I really love it. You were with me in Branson when I installed it, and it's been a treasure to me since I got it. So I suggest that you go to Bush Creative and get yourself one. To our listeners, of course, that's what I'm selling that to. Number five on our list is an indispensable gift. You know, I'm reticent to hear it every time. I don't like to hear that people are full-time RVing without a GPS. And I will go the extra level and say I'd really love to see people full-time RVing with a trucker or RV-specific GPS. It's really folly to think that you can head out onto the road with, you know, 50-foot camper behind you and, you know, 13-foot clearances that you need to watch out for with just your handheld Google Maps on your iPhone. People do it, but I really think it's not best practice. Best practice is definitely knowing the route ahead of time. And if you're going to do anything other than paper maps, where they tell you where low clearance opportunities are and all other issues that you could find on the road. You really need those GPSs. So go ahead and put that on your list and let your in-laws or your relatives go ahead and get you a nice GPS that will keep you safe for the long haul.
That's for sure. So number six on our list, moving into the last half of our Road School Moms Top 10 for RV Family Holiday Gifts, even though that everyone in the RV family has pared down in one way or the other, we all know that kids are kids, and kids love what? They love toys. And so if you want a list of great toys, you can always check out the Full-Time Family site for previous year's FTF Toys of the Year. And I know that my family looks really forward to seeing what's going to be on the new list this year. But in 2000 and, let's see, oh my goodness, was it 2013, KT, was Magformers, right? Magformers,
yes,
is number six on our list because Magformers never go out of style. They're great for boys. They're great for girls. They're great for little ones. They're great for older ones. And I can't say enough about Magformers. I can tell you that that's one thing in our RV that gets used all the time. It's a great, great gift.
I second the Magformers. You're right. That was Toy of the Year, and it still is one of the top toys in our camper. Number seven is a laundry pack. A collection of essentials for laundry on the road is always a welcome gift. Put together a mesh bag or other space-saving container with a few rows of quarters. Those are always a hot item in campers that don't have washer machines, like yours, Mary Beth, that does have onboard laundry. Purell laundry sheets or other hypoallergenic products and a box of Shout color catchers, and you have the perfect solution to the laundry dilemma or someone's list for later. Even RV families with laundry facilities on board their rig can use the services of a laundromat every once in a while. And, I love this. None of these gifts, we have a broad spectrum of gifts on this gift ideas, and they are every price point, right? This would not take a lot of money to put together, but the sentiment of someone who does not full-time RV giving this to you says to you, I understand. You know, I might not understand why you're doing this, but I understand the harder aspects of it, and I respect what you're doing, and I want to make your life a little bit easier. And that's what gifts should do, right? They should really try to connect you, the gift giver, with the gift receiver in a way that conveys the message behind the gift. So I love that gift right there.
I do, too. And another thing that you could put some thoughts into is what leads right into number eight on our list, which are craft supplies. And, you know, if you've got kiddos, or even if you don't, you probably have a shoebox or whatever of craft things, or maybe you don't have all yours together. But that's definitely something that I think is a great gift. You know, you can use a small crate or any kind of other container of craft supplies that would just be a welcome gift aboard any family's RV. Road schoolers, especially mine, love arts and crafts of all kinds. And really, they're always looking for new outlets for expressing themselves. So use your imagination, put together some of your favorite supplies, and give the gift of give the gift of creativity this holiday season. And just let your imagination be your guide. You know, you don't have to stick with the normal crayons and glue and all that. You know, think out of the box a little bit and check out that, like, chalk pastels are a big deal now, and watercolors or beads or gems or, you know, some kind of, you know, specific something that maybe you love that you'd like to share with someone else. You know, let your imagination be your guide and put those items all together in a nifty little crate or some other container and give the gift of creativity.
Well, I really love that. That we just cannot. Consumables are really great for all RVers. Anything that you can use and consume and then get regifted next year is a big deal. Number nine, we have inflatable globes and planets. Because space is at a premium and some things are better as inflatables, globes fall right into that category. There's nothing like a visual presentation of the country or the world we live in. However, it's not something that's easily stored. An inflatable globe is a great road school tool. Absolutely. I think when buying for RVers, specifically your own children, or for family members that are full-time RVers, think of weight and packability. And if things have those two measures, then definitely that makes a good gift.
It really does. And that leads us up to number 10 on our list. And I know everyone will agree with us when we say that one of our absolute favorite gifts for an RV family is the Reciprocal Museum, Science Center, zoos, aquariums, that Reciprocal membership pass. Of all the gifts on our list, this one really can't be beat. This is a gift that will just keep on giving all year long with all the many experiences and all the memories, you know, that really will last a lifetime that's given from that one particular gift. It really is, I think, one of the ultimate gifts for an RV family.
Absolutely. And when we post this, we will have a link to some of the suggested reciprocal museums across the country where you can find that. So let's talk a little bit about some of our absolute favorite gifts from the Road School Moms. These are gifts that can't be bought. These are gifts that can't be matched. These are gifts from the heart. This year, considering giving gifts of, number one, time. It doesn't have to be a ginormous time commitment. Offer to read a book to another mom's kiddos for 30 minutes, watch someone's laundry for them while they run an errand, sit down and spend 20 minutes with a single neighbor that would appreciate the time. One of the best gifts you can give someone is time, so consider how you can put that under the tree for someone this year.
I love that. Right next to time is another gift that I love to give, and that's joy. And that really doesn't have to be a great, big, ginormous bunch of joy. It can be just some little bit of joy that you can bestow on somebody that maybe is having a bad day, or maybe they don't even have to be having a bad day. Maybe it's just somebody you see on the street, you know, that you can give a little token to, or a friend that you know likes a certain type of coffee, or a neighbor that, you know, maybe would appreciate a plate of cookies, or maybe just a freshly picked bouquet of flowers to, you know, someone that you care about, to send the message of joy.
Absolutely. And number three on our list is a compliment. This little token can go a long way. Verbally recognizing someone for their effort or their commitment to something can make a real difference in their day. A smile, sometimes it can really brighten someone's day. So look for the opportunities to compliment and smile at people, and put that into your daily routines in your life. And lastly, I want everyone, all of our Road School Moms, I know you're out there, and I know you beat yourself up sometime during this week. You're going to beat yourself up about road schooling your kiddos, and maybe you're failing them, and I know you're still feeling this way no matter how many Sunday nights Mary Beth and I come on the line and say, you've got this, it's all going to be okay, we're pulling for you, we promise. I know you're still beating yourself up out there, so go ahead and give yourself the gift of grace this year, and know that you are being led, and you are your children's best mom, best teacher, and everything will be fine.
You know, I couldn't add one single thing to that. You said that so perfectly, so I'm just going to agree wholeheartedly and say I agree 110%. Another thing I want to encourage you all to do, if you check our website over at roadtripteacher.com tomorrow night, we are actually going to post a calendar of what we're doing this year, something a little different. You may have seen it on with some other groups or some other sites, but that is 30 days random acts of kindness. And this kind of goes along with what we're talking about tonight on the, you know, gift of time. And that is, you know, instead of an advent calendar or doing something like that, our group decided that we are going to do 30 days of kindness. And that doesn't mean that it's a lot of great big things, but it's just the little things that we were talking about, like, you know, giving a bouquet of flowers, or taking a coffee to a neighbor, or offering to, you know, pick up branches off of somebody's lot next door, or whatever it is. We're going to give you our Road School 101 crew's favorite 30 ways that you can share random acts of kindness over the next 30 days, and that'll be available at roadtripteacher.com tomorrow night in our learning shop right under free printables.
Well, I'm definitely excited to find out what that is about, and I'll be there. So, very cool. Well, thank you, Mary Beth. I really appreciate you coming on and us creating this list for our listeners, and I hope that they find some of this information that we've put together for them helpful, and I hope that their extended family feels satisfied with the gift opportunities that we've listed here. And again, I encourage you, if you are thinking about going on the road or getting ready to go on the road, go ahead and take advantage of that very special $1 Cyber Monday offer right now at fulltimefamilies.com in the resources section. That's it for me, Mary Beth.
I love that. Well, I think we will be back here. Well, I don't think. I know. Kendall and I will be back here next week at the same time, same place, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be the next in our series of how to bring the holidays into your RV. And so you can watch both of our websites for that over at fulltimefamilies.com or roadtripteacher.com. And until then, God bless you and have safe travels wherever in the world you are.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.